Oh, screw that out. Well, what a day. Rhythm Activism, Mechanormal, Nick Toshek, The Morning Sickness, playing the Saturday at the Fallout Shelter, September 9th, a week tonight at Il Dico's, and Il Dico's, and $5 cover charge, Panic Productions, DKLN presentation. So we go from anarchy, anti-authoritarianism, to J.R. Bob Dobbs.
The Authority.
Hi, how are you? You didn't think we'd be on today, but we are. And
with all those anarchists, man, I thought they had it covered for the next 2 days. I didn't think.
Anarchists don't talk a lot, though, Bob. They're not like politicians. You know?
That's the problem. They can't talk. They're merging with the electric environment, which is a natural state of anarchy. They're nonverbal, postverbal. They don't know how to bring back the verbal as archetype, which I can do. Therefore, I am the authority, small a.
Okay. Last week, we left off with, I guess we were getting more into your own personal background and...
For the campaign.
For the campaign. And essentially they were, you know, in-depth questions that were supposed to bring more out about your personality. You answered very succinctly and very straightforward any question I asked. And
what was that answer?
Finnegan's Wake, if I recall. Is that right? Finnegan's Wake? More or less? Is that... No?
Don't get insecure.
Okay, Finnegan's Wake.
You're right.
I just don't have the power and the, you know, the...
Been around the anarchists too long.
The confidence you have. Well, do you want to continue in that trend today?
Mike, you ask the questions. Whatever you want to ask, whatever's on your mind about that or me or it.
Okay, well, you know what I want to talk about? Because this was brought up 2 weeks ago, and that was hot money.
Yes.
Let's talk a little bit about hot money. What is your definition of hot money?
Well, using the electric information environment as ground, the fact that we use... not money, but information in the transfer of daily economic life. I mean, they ship billions of dollars via computers internationally, constantly, 24 hours a day. That's why they had to deregulate. But you think of the electric environment as cool, traditional term for it. Money is an old visual space medium, therefore hot. Money is already hot by nature. It's been for 500 years. So what does hot money mean? Sounds redundant. What it means is that money is trying to become... information. The key word here is all for a bit. Money is an extension of visual space, comes from the phonetic alphabet. But we pun on that and we change it to all for a bit. All activity today, the word making the market, revolves around all for a bit of hardware cash. But superimposed on that and the ground for that is all for a bit of data. So the word all for a bit serves both purposes. Of course, you don't understand this, so you interject a question, and then we can replay it again.
It's not that I don't necessarily understand it.
Just checking.
You're talking in, as usual, in abstract terms, and I find that...
No, perceptual terms. Now, I'm talking about... The environment is a computer environment. That is a physical fact. It sounds abstract, but we're talking about a perceptual situation. If we didn't have computers, we wouldn't have the hot money situation, which is... under electric conditions, centers are everywhere, boundaries nowhere, so the oligarchs, the anti-Bob forces, can move money away from national boundaries back in with loan-backed scams, all laid out in the book Hot Money by our nailer,
we're talking
McGill, right, a technical professor. But the electric ground is you can move the planet and move money from any point in the world. That makes the national economies obsolete, and that's the cause of inflation.
Hot money, cool.
Within a cool environment.
Okay.
Now, hot money really means cool money because it's money moving around under information conditions. Therefore, it's not money, but it's, for example, in 1929, the Vatican was hit to the electric effects because the Depression was coming, the effect of radio under that environment. They moved offshore. How they did it? They made a deal with Mussolini that he would make the Roman Catholic religion state religion by law, but that they would become a city in themselves. So the Vatican became a separate city. Now, all that stuff came out in the early 70s and then in 82 with the collapse of the Banco Ambrosiano because these guys were moving hot money all over the place. The Vatican was using its offshore situation of the Vatican, which was a city within a city-state in itself with its own diplomatic status within the state of Italy. They had to fragment themselves from the state of Italy while imposing a tribal doctrine of Catholic dogma on the city, which could be inclusive under radio conditions, but... fragmented visual conditions of money required them to sort of take a place offshore and to update it. That's what the moon base is all about. Offshore operations for the solar government. Don't worry about the world government, the right, left, and center worrying about that. Solar government, they're operating from the moon. That is the new hot money center.
Well, you know, the next, the very obvious question, a question that, that follows immediately is, do you have a sense of humor?
I just laughed.
No, it wasn't you.
That was me.
No, that
prove
was,
it wasn't.
Well,
you can't
no, that's true.
You can't prove it.
But people have to believe me.
I threw my voice.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, so I have a sense of humor, don't I?
Do you, just but through laughing, this isn't to indicate anything. I mean, you, anyone
can laugh. Good point, Mike.
It can be a demonic
laugh. Right. That's right. They say that those who are unaware that they're boring are very boring to other people. Those who are aware that they are boring...
I wasn't suggesting you were
boring.
No,
right? I'm just... only nothing to do with what you just said.
No. That's why we should vote for you.
That's right. And those who are aware that they are boring are very entertaining to other people. I recently had a little conclave with Zappa, and he complained. I was complimenting on his ability to make people laugh. He says, yeah, but who's going to make me laugh? So does he have a sense of humor? Do I have a sense of humor? Only when you, it's like making love. When you feel it, I feel it. If you get horny, I get horny. If you like it, I like it.
Oh, Bob.
Oh.
I can't handle it. Let's play some more tape.
Okay, we brought up Zappa, coincidentally. Philly's digging it. Look at her. Oh, she, Philly's in love. No, stop.
Hey, BFC.
Stop.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, we did introduce this about Zappa.
Well, I thought we'd go right into it.
No, let's explain.
You're just talking too much, Bob.
I know. But
okay, let's talk about it. I'll rewind it a little bit.
Just a second. Okay. The key thing here is that we left off this this point where the Annie Bob forces, Reverend Stang and Drummond, are on the radio being interviewed, and they're having a phone-in. Now, a guy phones in, and he's a Zappa fanatic, and he complains. He tries to brag about Zappa, saying that Zappa hates everybody, and you hear him talk about it at the beginning of this tape section. And then Stang claims he corrected Zappa and brought him within alignment with Bob. That shows you Stang and Drummond are anti-Bob forces, and I repute any correction Zappa has had to go through because I corrected him 40 years ago when he was born, and he's been working with me since then.
He smells. A dog smells better. That is all.
Well, Bob is the natural man. That's right. He's a little bit of the divinity on earth. And of course, you can.
Perhaps this is a good place to draw to an end. The word of Bob.
Sold.
Bob, I want to just say one thing, and that is today Ben Mark Haynes came down from Atomic Family to talk, and we didn't get a chance today. So next week, Atomic Family, music and words.
You telling this to me?
Ben Mark Haynes. No,
you're telling the public.
Ben, who's hitting the pause button.
Oh, I see. Yeah, okay. Yes. The guy's working for me.
Well, all those people came down.
Immediate recruit, convert within 15 seconds.
Well, Ben's a cynic, too, so he would be good for the church, and I mentioned that to him.
Yeah, we're a bit slack on that subsidiary. Yeah,
maybe some literature next week, because I know Ben might be interested. So.
Well, bring some down for him?
Okay. Some pink literature. The pinks.
Demonstrate. Some proof.
Okay. Nancy and Ronald Reagan walk into a restaurant. Okay. A waiter comes up, and Nancy says, what's the special of the day? The waiter says, steak. So Nancy says, okay, we'll have the steak. And the waiter says, well, how would you like that done? She says, medium rare. And he says, the vegetable? He says, I'll have green beans. And, I've just ruined the whole joke. You see, I don't have a sense of humor. I've ruined this joke. So why don't you tell a joke? Do you know a joke?
Let's think. Why does a bee hum?
I don't know, Bob. Why?
Because it doesn't know the words.
It's just an example of your humor.
Instant humor.
Let's get back to this. You're feeling what I feel. You know, my
you feel
horny.
Good.
You feel horny. Where does this come from?
That's a neat idea, isn't it? Well, whenever I'm making life, I'm making love and life with my doctors for Bob, you know. When I'm making love, I find that I get aroused when they get aroused. But it's a two-way street, right? I've got to be good to get her aroused, or him, or my friends, or my objects. Whatever here we at the church, we make love with objects, you know, and the moon. When I'm doing it, if they respond, then that gets me more excited, and then I can get the recipient more excited. So it's a two-way thing. It's not masturbatory. And the same in humor. I can say, I'll find anything funny if you're finding it funny, because you infect me. In other words, that's extreme sensitivity. That's why Philo and these boys are so happy. They were around me for a while, you know, 10 or 15 years, and they just felt the joy of give and take, of making it up. Anybody from the outside would not find it funny if they were using some kind of standards of, I impose my situation on you, and you might respond, and I get credit for it. No way. In other words, it's an active living hallucination. That's why my wife and I have stayed together for so long. We can create magic, even though there's no basis for it. Does that make sense? If I understand you,
let me just try to, you know, recapitulate what you just said.
Yeah.
If you make love with your wife, am I to feel something? And if I do feel something, am I aware of it?
You mean if you were my wife?
Well, no, if you make love with your wife, what do I feel?
You mean when you're down the street?
If I'm buying records or, you know...
Oh, you'll feel it.
Yeah, what do I look for, though? Just next time I'll look for the signs.
You'll kind of feel angry, but you won't want to express it in obvious angry methods. So you'll just burst out in laughter or smile, or you'll give the waiter a tip, even though you don't feel like it. That's how you pick up. That's happening, and you feel it. You know, I'm making love, and I'm making my wife and partner feel good.
So I'll just see the plaster crumbling off the roof.
Yeah. That's right. Wow. It's a vibe because we're everywhere, so you'll be feeling it's very tactile. The world is now a single erogenous zone, and only Bob can handle the intensity.
So that's another good reason for people to vote for you, then. Is that right?
That's right, because I've explained how we've all been under electric conditions in the same spot. We're all everywhere, okay? Now, the bureaucratic struggle is the White House is the point that has to take the responsibility for all the world listening to what or seeing what they're doing, seeing, saying, or doing, right? Now, any president, any normal pink in that situation becomes paralyzed. He can't do anything. Reagan just waves. Arrest them. Gorbachev fakes a revolution. They are not doing anything practical. They can't respond to the electric pressure of being in that holistic, erogenous zone. And that's why I have to be in the center, because I can handle the fact that everybody's watching and taping me.
There's no danger of overload?
No, that's what I can take. Yeah, that's why I'm Bob.
You say this very self-assuredly.
Because I can make you believe it.
Oh, yeah.
See, that's the power of Bob. And that's why Philo and them are still celebrating, even though their dogma and their concepts are all wrong. But let them go their way. They'll return.
Are we nearing the voting date?
No way.
No, we still got a long ways to go.
No way. Okay. But remember, we live 200 years every 12 months. So what is a long time from now?
What next week?
The next tape, I can't remember it. I try to ignore them as much as possible.
Sure, it's irrelevant.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, the main thing is to keep me on the air. And when I'm on the air, there's a lot of people really feeling it right now from 5:36. They can feel it. As soon as this show ends, Tom Given comes on, they don't feel it. Tom's another reality.
Denmark Haynes feels it. I can see his face.
Well, he's a convert.
Okay, next week.
Praise Bob.
Thank you, sir.
Trinity Square Video is having a dance Saturday, September 12th. Trinity Square Video is Canada's oldest and biggest artist-run